When Robots Move In, Chaos, by Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal. Amazon's Astro visits one family, tries to help, but ends up getting in the way most of the time. Tuesday, 9 p.m., the big-eyed robot rolls off its charging station, flashes going to hang out on its screen, and makes a beeline for the empty kitchen. I think nothing of it. An hour later, I go to grab a glass of water and wham! I trip right over the 21-pound autonomous hunk of plastic and metal. Yes, robots are going to kill us one day, by getting in our way. Welcome to life with Amazon's Astro, an adorable, if annoying, household robot with more cameras and sensors than a TSA checkpoint. Think of it this way. If you crossbred an Amazon Echo, a Ring doorbell, an iPad, and Wall-E, you'd get Astro. The three-wheeled robot's sensors allow it to navigate the house, or one floor of it anyway. Its microphones are always listening for Astro, so you can command it to do various things. Its cameras let you keep an eye on your home while you're away. Its 10-inch screen is for Astro's big, expressive eyes, plus some basic tablet-y things. Amazon's list of Astro's talents is overwhelmingly long, but at home, the robot doesn't do anything particularly valuable. I take that back. It's very good at stirring up powerful emotions of love and hate. How do I know? Astro moved in with my family a couple of weeks ago. You can't buy the $1,000 robot, at least not until Amazon permits you. But you wouldn't want to buy it, at least not yet. Our adventures with Astro showed me a world where computers can be relatable, proactive helpers. If only it knew how to help, or when to get out of the darn way. Astro, the butler. Monday, 8 a.m. From the living room, my 4-year-old yells, "Mommy, I'm thirsty!" We're working on manners. I drop a cup of water into Astro's cup holder. "Astro, bring the sippy cup to the living room," I say, and the robot takes off. As it pulls up to my son, he says, "Thank you, Astro." Now he's got manners? Astro learned his way around the second floor of our house faster than my mother-in-law did. When you set up the robot, it roams around scanning the space and creating a map. You then give it a tour, telling it which room is which. You can edit the map in the Astro smartphone app and designate off-limit areas. During the initial setup, you can also enable Visual ID, facial recognition that allows Astro to differentiate household members. Surveillance much? Dave Limp, Amazon's Senior Vice President of Devices and Services, said that while the robot uses cameras to spot human-shaped blobs and even scan their faces for a match, that data doesn't go to Amazon's servers. For extra privacy, there's a button that turns off all the cameras, sensors, and microphones. Astro, the roommate. Monday, 4 a.m. The 4-year-old wakes up not feeling well. I come downstairs to get him a snack and a drink. Astro awakes, makes one of his bloop sounds, and blinks on its screen, "Hello, Joanna, I've missed you." "Not now, Astro." Astro uses artificial intelligence to go to spaces where it thinks it will be useful. Astro decided around day 2 that the kitchen would be the place. Even when I'm making dinner and I ask Astro for cooking timers and music, I want it out of the way. To get Astro to leave, you tell it to return to its charging station or go to a different room. According to our Amazon voice history, my family sent it back to the charging station over 70 times in the past 2 weeks. You can turn off this feature. An Amazon spokeswoman told me that the robot should get smarter over time and that the company is looking to improve the feature. Astro's careful driving skills are impressive. In a narrow townhouse with a crawling 8-month-old skittish dog, various adults, and a wily 4-year-old, Astro has never once hit anyone or bumped into anything. Astro, the security guard. Sunday, 11:30 a.m. "Did we lock the door?" my wife asks me after we loaded the family in the car. I pull up the Astro app, tap Live View, and then a viewing mode I labeled Door Locked. I watch through Astro's camera as the robot races to the front door and then puts up its periscope to see the top locks. Confirmed. Locked. The unicorn-like periscope has 2 cameras, one that's optimized for low-light surveillance. The app gives you a view from Astro's cameras and lets you send it to a specific place in the house. When you put Astro in away mode, it remains in its charging station, but stays on the lookout for unusual activity. If you have Ring's Protection Pro plan, Astro can patrol your floor. I donned a face mask and broke in. Astro was quick to spot me and sent an alert to my phone that it was investigating a possible unrecognized person. Astro, the babysitter. Every day, all the time. Astro, can you fart? Astro, play on canto. Astro, another fart. Astro, play on canto again. Astro, play Pokemon. My kids are obsessed with Astro. The baby already knows Astro by name because it plays his favorite music. The 4-year-old wants to do everything with it. I've used the live view from the cameras to check in on the 4-year-old while I'm putting the baby down for a nap upstairs. You can have a 2-way conversation through the app. I wouldn't actually ever let Astro babysit, but Astro integrates with the Alexa Together service, which is specifically aimed at helping aging family members. Astro, unemployed robot. Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Astro successfully maneuvers around a ton of toys, including fridge magnets I would certainly step on. Good robot, I yell, catching myself and realizing I'm emotionally reacting to what's essentially an iPad on wheels. A self-driving, always-connected robot loaded with sensors and cameras requires a lot of trust. Perhaps I would be willing to make the potential safety, privacy, and security trade-offs if Astro had some killer app. We've been told our entire lives that home robots will one day help us, and Astro's technical abilities wowed me. But here in my home, I still don't have a clue what it's for. We will find other big use cases as customers show us what those are, Mr. Limp said. It could just be a matter of time before Astro finds its true calling. For now, I bought the baby a $40 Fisher-Price robot, and I jury-rigged a remote-control car with an iPad and a cup holder for the 4-year-old. The kids, they'll be all right, but Astro, I'm not so sure.